'Tis the season to shine with H&M. Discover the holiday collection and find fashionable pieces for your wardrobe or for under the tree. Get inspired and dazzle with this year's glam. From tuxedo styles, bow detailed pieces, impressive prints, and more. From unforgettable looks to unforgettable gifts. With fashion finds to home decor, find it all at H&M. Treat your loved ones and yourself this season. Shop in-store or at hm.com.
Don't drink.
I won't, baby. Okay. I'm fine. I'm driving.
And that's action. What you always say when you drink.
No, I'm, trust me.
It's such a you drinking.
Something's burning. I would love to go around the horn and hear your impression of what you believe a Swedish man sounds like.
Oh, ooh. Sure.
This is going to come off culturally insensitive.
Yeah.
Then let me start. Hello, I'm from Sweden, and this is what I sound like. I like a meatballs, a sauna, a cold plunge, and a nice blonde-haired, blue-eyed girl to make love to.
Yeah.
That
pretty great.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, that was excellent.
And that's it, guys. Something's burning back. Jonathan and Pete, we're here doing accents all fucking day. So wait, let me hear your Swedish. Let's go. Okay, I'm going to do it quick. Fire. Ready? German? Yeah, go.
You need to build yourself an electric car and get in the car and drive. And when you drive all over the place, don't be Austrian, that's Schwarzenegger. You got to keep it in a higher register. Don't say hi and move your hand like that. It's not good for us.
That's a good one.
It was an accident.
That's a good one.
It was okay.
You got pretty good.
Okay.
You know what? That was like a one-night stand.
I thought he was going to say Swedish.
I know.
So I had Swedish here.
Yeah, because
in
Swedish
my throat.
In the throat. He started
Swedish.
Swedish
in the throat. And then you went German. And then I had to go down Swedish, up German.
Okay, Southern.
What Southern?
Oh.
See, he wants to split hay.
Wait, let's do Georgia Southern.
Georgia.
Ooh, that's...
There's sort of like a softness to it, like I think of Georgia Peach. Good to see you there, Bert.
Yeah, it's almost like a backwards cuntiness. Like, it's good to see Bert.
Backwards cuntiness.
Dude, my favorite
pie store.
My favorite Southern accent is drunk man from South Carolina, borderline gay. It sounds borderline gay. Well, I do. Where are you boys going to tonight?
That's very good.
Yeah.
It sounds like a lawyer fighting for freedom.
Yeah.
There's no air conditioning in the courtroom.
Yeah, of course
even
not.
Even though it's 2022.
My
lord.
There's nothing I like more than a cup of sweet tea.
Than a cup of sweet tea. And
there actually is the freedom of my client.
The defense threat.
As I sweat through this white vest and white overcoat that I do refuse to take off. Because it is a Sunday. They would never have court on Sunday. This riff has gone off the rails.
No. How do you, when you do an impression?
Yeah.
Is it just ones come naturally to you and you go, oh, I got that one? Or has there been one what's your great white whale of impressions?
Maybe Tom Hanks. Because I was doing, I was trying to do Vince Vaughn and then, I was working on it, and then I did like a yell, and I was like, oh, I think I could do Tom Hanks. But it's like a weird thing. It's like unlocking something in your brain, and then you realize like, oh, maybe I can do that. But forever, I couldn't figure it out.
And do you find it in your throat?
So for him, I did. But for me, because I have, I always sound sick. Like I always sound like I have a cold, so I can't hear myself. So sometimes I'll see somebody else's reaction and they'll be like, oh, you did it, even though I can't hear it internally.
You're the Beethoven of impression.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, I'm deaf.
Oh my God. What if you know Mel Tomei could only, he had a stutter unless he was singing?
Oh.
What if there was a guy who could stutter unless he was doing impressions?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then
I think that's you.
That's me. That's me.
I like to play an acting game. Here, let's play it. Do you have a liquid death? Here's the scene, ready? This is a different kind of impression.
Okay.
You're a guy at a party, you told your wife that you would not drink tonight. I'm gonna hand you this drink.
Okay.
But let's pretend it's not in a can, it's like a glass. Okay. Your wife is standing next to you. Just pretend. I'm gonna hand you the drink, you're gonna take a sip. You realize it's like 50% vodka, but she doesn't know. Okay. You love it, so you light up because you're excited, but you don't want her to know. This is a different kind of impression.
Okay.
Here you go, Bert.
You have a lovely house. I'm in scene, ready?
Riff into it.
No, I appreciate it. Did you guys do this, or was this here?
Actually, you be his wife. You're his wife.
Oh, okay.
And you really hate him.
Don't drink.
I won't, baby. Okay. I'm fine. I'm driving.
And
that's what you always say when you drink.
No, I'm, trust me.
It's such a you drinking.
Ha 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 I just bit over everywhere we're cleaning.
Yes! That was...
That was it.
I thought I might miss it, but that was like Kabuki theater. That was like back in the theater and got that.
Can I tell you? That was Bukkake theater.
That is the only acting I can do is trying to act, knowing I'm failing, and then becoming Bert again, and then they go, that was great, and I go, I didn't do anything.
That was silent movie acting.
I disagree. That was excellent.
Yeah.
That was excellent. Your turn. Do you mind if we do this?
No, I love this. I love this. Let me tell you.
You're the wife now.
No, okay, I'm the wife. Okay.
Well, tell us what you're going to say.
I was going to start because I was going to preheat ovens and tell you what I'm cooking you.
Preheat the oven.
I'm making you because I know you're vegan.
Viggy Vig.
And I was vegan for a very short period of time.
Okay.
Like
an hour.
A day. Well, technically less than 45 minutes, but I stayed vegan. I went back on vegan till that night.
Yeah.
And I made, for like a couple days, I was vegan.
And there was a time change, so that added several hours to your vegan.
Thank you. But the meal I made for my daughters was vegan meatloaf.
Okay.
With cauliflower mashed potatoes.
So I fucked you, dude. You're eating vegan because it
was... We're all eating vegan, dude. And you're going to love this. I promise you'll love this.
I believe
this.
It. I promise you'll love this. Okay. My dog doesn't...
I'll cancel my Postmates.
Guys, these are hot riffs. I'm throwing out hot...
Wait. You're so vegan, your dog...
doesn't eat what I drop, but it doesn't matter. Just talk over. I'm a professional comedian carving out time in my Sunday, but please, have some crosstalk.
All right, I'm going to preheat the oven.
Eat shit.
Let's go back to the improv.
You know I'm kidding, right? All right, this one was yours.
Yeah.
All right, so you're the wife. You drink too much. And tonight you told her you wouldn't drink.
I'm the Bert.
I hand you a drink. You think it's water,
right?
But you're pleasantly surprised. But you want to hide it from your wife.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So riff a little bit. Let's roll on this. Rolling. It's a fun party.
I'm having a great time.
Don't tell me. Put your necklace back
in your shirt. We don't know these people.
That's hilarious.
We don't know these people.
Wait, the Jesus fell off.
Oh my God.
Guys, look on the floor for Jesus.
I got you.
Thank you.
I think I can find him.
You guys, oh no.
Is it good?
It's great.
You guys are the Muppet Show, and I love that style.
And
scene.
Can I tell you what I love you did? Your throat was swallowing, and that was my favorite part of that. Like, watch this.
Yeah, he's got...
Yeah.
You ever considered that Adam's apple is because the snake gave Eve the apple, she ate it. Adam ate the apple, but he didn't swallow it. It's like a little, like, suck it, the devil. Mine's still in my throat, bitch.
Are you serious?
It's my theory. Oh. I mean, why can't... Oh, if someone else came up with it from Harvard Divinity School, it would be fine. There's Adam's apple. Eve's went straight down. Because she believed the serpent, man. We're saving our nibs.
Come on, dude.
We're going to regurge. God comes in and goes, told you not to. And we go.
We didn't.
Could you do?
Like David Blaine pulling up a fish.
All right. What's your scene? I want to see your scene.
Oh, I just wanted to do my version.
Oh, thank you. I will offer you guys.
You almost can't open your liquid death.
I did.
I saw it.
I did.
I didn't
take the water fast enough.
I didn't see your gullet move, but I did see you briefly. Can we see a slow?
Guys,
what kind of show is this?
Play this
can
back.
We get a slow motion replay of just like an aging man briefly considering can opening a can of water?
That's already open.
It's already open.
Well, I have a friend who opens his beers like that.
Really?
Who like crack his beers so they go down his throat faster.
I'm gonna say a prayer for this man. He opens what? He opens the whole thing?
I don't know, Pete, how do you do it? He's in here. Pete'll crack it. My assistant, Pete, he'll crack it.
Hey, Pete.
He's blind. We get really worried for you.
I said to my dad the other day, our dog is getting old, but also is Leanne. And so I said to my dad, we were having a glass of wine, and I said, she's getting old, Dad. I was talking about the dog, and he thought I was talking about my wife. He goes, they all get old, buddy. And I said, no, Dad, it's like, it's getting bad. And he goes, hey, buddy. Trust me, the same thing happens in our house. It's not a big deal. I thought he was talking about his dog. I go, I walked in the other day. She was licking the inside of the fireplace. And my dad's like, what the fuck?
That is hilarious.
And I go, yeah, she was licking the inside of the fireplace. And Dad, sometimes she's literally sitting in the living room, doesn't know what's going on. And he goes, hold on. This is a different conversation. Has anyone taken a look at her? And I go, they just give her more medication. And he's like, she's on medication? And I was like, yeah. And then I was like, she got a bone stuck in her throat the other day. He goes, God God damn it!
You're not supposed to give him chicken bones. He still thinks they're talking about wives.
He's don't give wives chicken bones!
We gotta put her down. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Put her down. He goes, hold on, you can put them down?
He starts playing the old Yeller theme.
Brady, this bit is ready to go.
Yeah.
It's clean, it's friendly, everyone can get it. People love dog material. My buddy, when I was growing up religious, didn't know what masturbating was. He didn't know what masturbating meant. And we were all obsessed with those that knew what it was. We're like, if you don't jerk off, that means you're a good Christian. And if you do, you're gonna burn for that. So we were really worried about it. He didn't know what we were talking about. He thought masturbation just meant touching your penis in any way. So we were talking about it, and I was like, yeah, it's really, you know, it's hard not to. And he's like, tell me, believe me. It's the same for every guy, I think. And I was like, yeah? He's like, yeah, sometimes I'll be watching TV with my dad. I look over, he's doing it. And I'm like, I think your dad's going away. Or we're not talking about the same thing. Yeah, he just meant like a gentle scratch. Yeah. Like, whoa.
That's a real who's on first.
Yeah, that's a real who's on first base.
Yeah.
It's technically second base.
Second.
What?
Touching yourself.
Touching your own ding-dong?
The second base?
That's actually just hanging out in the dugout.
Yeah.
That's not even a base.
That's just calling signs. Third base. Second base coach. Is there one of those?
Yeah.
So wait, how, obviously you don't have to answer this. How old were you the first time you masturbated?
You think I'm not gonna answer this?
Well, I don't know, because I know, but you're a good person.
You asked Pete, but I'll answer.
I was going both of you.
Please. When did we masturbate?
You look like my scary side. Look at our camera. It's like me and then my scary side.
I look.
You have a weird question about my sex? My scary side.
Yeah. I look like the angel and the devil on your shoulder. Yeah.
Yes.
He'll be talking about.
He's mashing chicks.
Chickpeas. We're gonna do this. Some breadcrumbs. Some, I think this is yeast extract.
This is like the Brian Regan bit. Yeah. Cooking's easy when everything's in pre-portioned bowls. Solid pre-portioned bowls while I drink wine.
I might have a glass of wine. Keep going. How old?
I was a late bloomer.
No, I love these stories.
For realsies.
What do you mean? How old?
42. I was, no.
On the way here.
Yeah, I'll be 42 today.
Really?
No, it happened here. No. Oh. As we roll in.
You're for the first time.
50 years old, I haven't done it yet. And here's the thing. I was 17 years old.
How? Did you just not know about it?
I was Pete's friend.
And, I thought I was doing it
all the time.
No, big numbers.
And it was one of those things where I was 16 or 17 years old, and I had just never done it. And then once I did it, I didn't stop doing it.
Really?
Yeah.
How? What do you mean?
I mean,
how many numbers?
I was putting
Give
up.
Give me the stats.
Oh man, like Pelé numbers. Like.
But once you discover, you're like.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Even teen masturbation is like soccer scores. You're not going to get above four.
No,
five.
Four or no, five.
Yeah. But it's still very exciting, and there's a lot of goal. You know, it's like that.
You're
like
trying. Yeah, a lot of penalty kicks. You get, you know, a few of them. You don't get them all. Yeah.
I would argue the very first time it happens for anyone, they go, I'll be doing that again in 30 minutes.
Yeah.
What did my mom
I just looked at myself in the mirror, and I go, I'll have what you just had.
I have a mirror joke. I got high with Snoop one time, and I was so high, I walked the blunt into the bathroom, and I handed it to the mirror, and I go, you need to finish this.
Oh, my God.
That is unreal. And then you through the mirror was like, thank you.
And then he took it.
How old are you in seventh grade?
Stacey, how old are you in sixth grade? That's when you can get technically when you can allow to have a cell phone. And by the way, are our children hearing this conversation?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Get them in here.
My daughter's in there, her son's in there, and we're like...
They're behind me, aren't they?
Get Daniel in here.
We had to...
I feel like that was entrapment, Bert.
He was asking what Kama Sutra was last night, because we were having a conversation about Kama Sutra.
Is Daniel also your child?
No. No, I know, but oddly enough, Stacey and I worked together on Travel Channel when she was pregnant with Daniel, and so he listened to my voice in her stomach.
I like that is the proper way to say it, but you sounded like someone who doesn't speak English well. Like, Stacey and I worked together on Travel Channel. Like, you don't say the travel, you just go, when we were on Travel Channel, we worked together. Her son in womb, hear my voice.
I can't do Eastern European accents. I sound like a vampire.
Try a little bit.
I've been doing it for 10 years on stage.
What if you're like,
every time I do Russian accents, I go,
When I was on travel channel.
No, no, wait.
When I was...
Ah, no, I sound like Count Dracula. Now I can't even remember my own fucking bit. Tonight, you drink with us, huh?
Oh, that's your classic story.
Yeah.
You told that on my podcast.
Yeah.
Imagine how... That was over like 10 years ago. You've told it many a time.
I made a movie out of it. I've done everything with that thing.
Wow.
Yeah, that story is going to be... I wonder one time if it's going to really come back and haunt me and the mafia is going to come and be like,
hello, we saw your film.
Once, one time, then twice, two times we see your film. I had three things of popcorn.
The Transylvanian mafia. But why, I love how your vampire is slightly out of breath. He's sort of always catching his breath. I just got here. I flew in from Transylvania and Byron, my wing's tired.
You're good.
He is.
Oh, yeah, but that, you did that on Two Broke Girls.
Yeah, Ukrainian accent, yeah.
Yeah.
Your character had that accent?
Yeah, he had this, but I did it sort of a high voice. Oh. So he talked like this.
So good.
Thanks.
Can you speak any other languages?
Yet.
But he said it in another language.
Fucking guys.
We'll be right back, guys.
Something's
burning.
Right. So.
Sorry, we have to do the middle.
Best vegan meatloaf. Oh, I'm supposed
to
cut fucking vegetables. Sauté vegetables, right?
Oh, can I get that thing? Where is it? Oh, I have it.
We're gonna put some small onions, some carrots, some celery stalks, some cloves of garlic, and 2 tablespoons of olive oil. Done, son. My daughter's pre-portioned this. I don't know, I always thought I was meant to be like a dad and a husband, way better than like a single dude.
Yeah.
Like all the comics that run around and chase tail, I never understood them. I was like, don't you want
to
fall in love?
Gesture to me with the knife, thank you. Like a lot of the comics that are out there going crazy.
I never understood that. You were never a pussy chaser.
I didn't get into that for that reason. Absolutely not. And that was something that all of the comics that I started with had in common. It sounds stupid, but we wanted to do comedy.
Well, you came up with a really good group of dudes.
Yeah, it's true.
Maybe the best.
That was Melania.
You were from Chicago too, though, right?
I didn't start stand up until after I got in Two Broke Girls.
Oh, for real?
Because I had summers off and we couldn't take any other jobs just because we were coming back contractually. And so I was sitting at the Improv one night and talking with a couple comics and I was like, you know what?
Who?
Ian Edwards and Taylor Williamson. And the best.
I'm worried about your hands.
Don't worry about my hands.
Were you trying to cut down the center?
I was. Yeah. I just wanted to make it smaller.
There should be an insert shot of just this because this is an M. Night Shyamalan movie.
Yeah.
Because there's real stakes.
But it's clearly someone else. It's like a black guy's hands who's doing it incredibly
fast. That was a big Zach Galifianakis joke when Zach had his talk show. He'd cut to him playing the piano, and then it would cut to a set of black hands. And then, it was very funny. Your talk show was very you.
Oh, yeah, thanks, man.
It was really...
That's because no one was watching. I don't mean viewers. I mean the network. We got a joke off on the pilot. I said fuck, and it wasn't bleeped.
Really?
It's on TBS.
Great.
Fuck, not bleeped. And we did a joke where we were like... Whenever we had to like reference watching TV, we'd reference Netflix. Like that was our go-to. It's like, just watch this and in 10 minutes you'll be back on Netflix. And like, and if the network had been watching, they would have been like, could you say another TBS show? You're on, could you help us out? So like we literally used to have an executive in the back row sleeping. That was the only person watching us.
For
so
real?
When I watch clips of that show, I'm like, we kind of knew, but we didn't know how good we had it.
Why not do, I guess they probably own intellectual property from Two Broke Girls, so you probably can't just do a whole web series with that character.
Yeah, it's because I tried about maybe doing merch when I go on the road, but they own the rights to his likeness and everything, and so, yeah.
Wait, that's your face.
I know.
And that, they own your face?
They own that character.
That's one of the big things. That's what I was going to ask you.
They own your face?
They own my face. I am here today on loan from Warner Brothers.
We're going to have to blur this, Whitney.
It's crazy.
Whitney coming.
She created Two Broke Girls.
Right, I forgot.
Sauté vegetables inside here. Did you go vegan? I would love a glass of wine. Can I get a glass of wine? Did you go vegan for health reasons or just economic? You know what I mean?
Economic, yeah.
No.
I couldn't afford meat.
Is it cheaper?
These new McNuggets are killing.
I will have water. Water and celery.
I did, and I'm a bad vegan, and I like pointing that out.
Ooh, I think that's a Netflix documentary.
Bad vegan? Oh, it is. Yeah. And it was good.
Yeah, Louis C.K. her.
Okay, didn't need that.
Stabbed her?
No.
Why'd I become Jason Bateman?
Okay, didn't need that.
Come
Jason
on, guys.
Bateman yeah. is essential. Jason Bateman is essential.
Is essential?
He's the best. I love him.
The best.
Yeah, he's always trying to, you know, figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
Hey.
Oh, shit! I was like, oh, he's doing a Jason, and then I was like, oh, you're doing a legit Jason Bateman.
Yeah, he was doing it.
He's always ahead of you, but trying to get you to figure out that he's ahead. He's like, hey, pal, what's going on there? You good? Good. Can I talk to you for a second over here?
Those are all leading questions.
Yeah, that's fucking great.
Do your Adam Driver. That's the best thing I've ever heard.
Adam Driver.
Who's Adam Driver?
Bert. I'm very happy to be here today. I love meatloaf. I'm a huge meatloaf fan. And a lot of people don't listen, Bert, listen to me. I love meatloaf.
It's one of those ones you didn't even know you knew what he sounded like until you hear it. And then I do know what Adam Driver sounds like.
I just saw a clip. The only reason this is so great, well, I just went on a deep dive on Adam Driver because I saw him, he goes, I love pancakes.
Yeah, I love pancakes. I love them.
Wow.
I'm blowing out the sound guy's ears
right
now.
Why did he say that?
Yeah.
Or good soup from Girls, right?
He's like,
good soup. It's good soup.
Very good.
Do you think, so like, when you look at someone like Vince Vaughn or Adam Driver who have an affected way of being on camera.
Yeah.
Like, Vince is always like, hi, baby,
Bert, that's how he talks, my man, like the energy right now. I like the energy they're bringing to the table right now. Ha,
yeah, it's kind of like.
Right. So there's an affected way that they talk. But it's crazy that see comics steal their energy
persona.
And bring it on stage.
Yeah.
Essence theft. People gave Dane Cook shit for calling out Essence Theft on comics, but I was like, there was a time we were all kind
of
doing Dane Cook.
I was definitely doing
Dane
Cook.
Yeah.
Do you want me to do my Dane Cook bit?
Sure.
You know what cops hate? When you touch their faces. But this will work. When you get pulled over, you're driving your car, when you get pulled over, and the cop comes out your window, and you're sitting there, and he's like, excuse me, do you know why I pulled you over? Take your finger, put it to the lips, and go, shh.
Yeah, that's Essence Theft right there.
And then take off.
And I actually loved it.
But I didn't know how to write a joke.
Yeah.
By the way, the beginning is Essence Theft of Dave Attell. Do you know what cops hate? When you touch their faces.
Yeah.
The whole joke, I wrote it, but
I
it's Essence.
I love how self-aware you are, that's great. Yeah, because everybody does that in the first
Doing it.
Yeah, that's why I hesitated. I didn't want to say it.
Look at this, doesn't that smell healthy to you?
Whoa.
Yeah, right?
Really
it does smell really good.
It's going to be a good meatloaf.
I don't know why you picked the word healthy.
Yeah,
you
don't want something that smells healthy. Wheat germ smells healthy.
Well, I guess.
Antibiotics smell.
Yeah.
Horrible.
That smells like bleach.
That's
good.
A GNC smells healthy and it's gross.
That smells like Cedar Sinai. That's pretty great.
Oh wow, I can't smell anything. I think I have COVID. That doesn't smell so healthy. All right, I gotta put this stuff in here. Nutritional yeast. Flax seed.
Okay, that's gonna give it that meatloaf color.
Have you had a colonoscopy yet?
No.
Me either. But I did. I think there's a blood test they can do. I think there's a blood test they do for colon cancer that I've popped negative on every time. Okay. So there hasn't been a rush to get one. I'm gonna keep it in there. Load me up in the comments.
Sure.
But like
and subscribe.
Like his colon.
Yeah.
Load up the comments.
But that's the one thing, you know, that
I just take poppers.
I didn't like the verb pop there. I popped negative.
Yeah, why did the doctor say that? With his finger in me.
No, it's
just like bowling ball you. He goes, Bert, you're good. Well, take it out before you talk to me. You don't even have a glove on.
Have you?
Well, that's hilarious.
What?
Have you?
This is a Walmart.
Have you gotten a colonoscopy? This is gonna get sad.
Yeah, I'm just getting into it, bro. I'm just getting into colonoscopies, bro.
You're gonna get one?
I got my prostate checked. That was the closest I got.
That's close enough.
No,
it's not. It's absolutely not.
Yeah.
Didn't even occur to me.
You should get it.
I have had a prostate exam.
I have, but not by a doctor. Not by a doctor. You don't let me finish. Not by a doctor.
You don't let me finish.
Yeah.
I have the energy right now.
You don't let me finish, my man. I'm talking about.
And so we pack this in. This is our loaf. Do you cook your own vegan food?
Not really. Not as much as I'd like to.
Do you just go out and order it?
We do cook from time to time.
Fucking cocksucker.
Wow.
I forgot to.
I heard that about Tony Robbins when he makes a mistake doing his audiobooks. He's filthy.
Yeah.
I was in the same recording studio and they were like, Tony Robbins was just here. He's like, remember, go out there and give him an eye contact in the. Oh, fucking shit out of cock! Cock, fuck, dick, shit! both. Like, and but now he's open about it. He swears constantly. But like back then, that was good 2019 gossip.
Ah, come all over a shitty bird.
Come all over a shitty bird.
Don't use that.
No, that's the only thing I want.
Yeah.
The outtakes, the Tony Robbins outtakes.
I can fucking listen to Tony Robbins outtakes.
Hey, guys.
But if you listen to him, you know he swears sometimes.
Yeah. Like, get your shit together.
He's a great dude. I love Tony Robbins.
Yeah.
He was the first guy I ever saw with a polar plunge.
With a what?
Polar plunge.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He had a cold plunge.
Yeah, but his isn't like, have you ever noticed?
It's 8 feet deep.
Yeah, he jumps.
And it's a hole. And he just disappears because he's 7 feet.
Yeah. No, I understand. Is he 7 feet?
He's got to be up there.
That seems like you made that up.
He's pretty big.
Ready? If they said how big are you guys, I say you're 6'6", you're 6'3".
That's correct.
No, for real?
Yeah, you nailed it.
You're 6'6"?
I am. But here's my thing. Tony, as a cold plungee,
yeah.
His is at like 60-something degrees. It's interesting.
So he's just cool.
He's 6'7".
He's 6'7". He's 1 inch taller than me. But his hands.
I was saying his hands are like hamburger helpers.
We're technically in the palm of his hand right now. The set is built on Tony Robbins'.
You don't drink anymore?
No, bro.
At all?
No, dude.
No, at all. Hold on.
Not even communion, man.
Hold on. You don't drink at all anymore?
Yeah, no, it's been 7 years.
What?
Yeah.
What? Coke, though, right?
What?
You Coke?
I'm fucking running nothing. High right now.
Come smoke weed? Smoke weed?
Not really.
No. So wait. So did you have to do steps and stuff, or did you just go, I'm done?
No, I'm actually happy to get this. This is my not a sponsor. I read a book by a woman named Annie Greitz. It's called This. I love that the foil is gonna make this audio unusable.
Okay, go ahead.
It's called This Naked Mind. And it's a great audio book. And I would actually
I edited out the one thing that could help people that could not help drink.
You. I know. Have you ever watched Behind the Music? Have you ever given it a peek?
I was at the top of my game. 3/4 of a bottle of vodka and my magical wrist said I was totally fine. Told my daughter to smoke some ciggies and then, what happens, Bert? Play out act 3.
Okay, it's called This Naked Mind. I would actually, she doesn't say this, but I would say if you listen to the audiobook, This Naked Mind,
yeah,
and try to keep drinking, because it tells you. It's one of those sneaker books. It's like, oh,
I have heard you talk about this too.
You don't have to stop drinking, keep drinking. Like, if you listen to the whole book, I would almost guarantee that you'd stop drinking.
For real?
Yeah. I can't, I mean, she wouldn't claim that.
What do you miss about drinking?
What do I miss about it? Yeah. Having a thing. It's good to have a thing.
Yeah, like, to go like, that's like.
At the end of the day.
Yeah.
Like a thing. But you know, I do a little CBD. You know, this is a sponsor of mine, but Next Evo makes these stress gummies, and they designed it, it gets in your system in 10 minutes. I love it.
Is a stress gummy real? Like real compared to the Xanax?
Well, Jesus, now I'm extra worried about you. You taking Xannies with that shit?
Yeah, come on, buddy, that's why I get all that recovery. No.
Because that will kill you.
No, I have a thing with Xanax.
Straight up, I don't know why Xanax is like, it's like nothing.
I have a thing with Xanax.
Get a bottle of ether too.
It'll stop your heart.
Ether.
See? No.
I don't want to be the lame guest that comes on and spills these kind of facts.
No, you're not the first guy.
Really?
Oh, everyone talks about not drinking to me. I'm probably the one person that...
Isn't that peeled?
Yeah.
So why are you doing that?
You're just crushing it so that it bakes easier.
I'm learning.
Yeah.
I thought you only did that to unpeel it.
No. Actually, I don't do that to unpeel it. I unpeel it. But I do this so that when you put it in here, so we'll roast this. And then this will cook faster, and then we'll mash it all together. And do you cook, gentlemen?
No, never.
What's your ethnic background?
Ukrainian and Norwegian and Danish.
Wow.
Yeah. By the way, I was gonna say I'm here, the opposite of Pete. I'm here to tell you to keep doing it. Just keep doing what you're doing, buddy.
I sure hope that's not how it comes out.
It seems to be working.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's also, my thing is, I've always said this out loud on podcasts and whatnot, but I try to live a lifestyle so that I can maintain drinking and I stay healthy and keep my blood pressure in check. I go to the doctor every 6 months. I go to my cardiologist every 6 months. I do full medical exams and I try to keep it. The only thing I haven't done is this goddamn colonoscopy, and it's fucking keeping me up at night.
Well, Jonathan actually just said something pretty loaded, because in our culture, if you're making money, nobody cares. But that's something you should keep in mind. Nobody gives a fuck as long as you're bringing in money.
That's true.
And that's why people explode. And by the way, this isn't me saying this to you, Bert. No, I'm not worried about you. I love you.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's no judgment here. But I do think it's like, I see, like Gabriel Iglesias did my podcast, we had a similar discussion about like food and stuff, and I was like, it's tricky when you're bringing in 20 million, because nobody wants you, nobody wants the I used to be fluffy tour, you know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah.
No, but I totally agree with you, because when you drink things that or eat things that we have here in other countries, like they don't have the same ingredients.
Yeah.
When you go, it's because we don't
care. Your brain doesn't light
up. Yeah.
You just eat a turnip and you're like, this is Slovakia.
Yeah, exactly.
when I was in Serbia.
Yeah, it's you're so, or tomatoes in Italy. They yeah. taste completely different because they're not loaded with shit.
Wine. Yes. The wine in Serbia didn't have sulfites in it.
It sounds
didn't
like
have
something
tannins.
You say backstage to warm up. The yeah. wine in Serbia does not have tannins.
No, the sulfites.
Sulfites in the wine in
tannins.
Serbia.
Tannins.
Sulfites in the wine.
I thought you were going to go into a Dr. Phil impression.
You could.
I'm not trying to sound like a monster. That was more Bill Clinton. It still applies, by the way. Still applies.
Same.
I'm not trying to sound.
It was wonderful. Okay, rather good. Bake for 30 minutes. Okay.
I will say, they say come hungry. I am glad I snuck that smoothie because it's been about 9 hours.
Yeah.
This
is our fourth
Jen,
version
I'm gonna
of this.
I'm going to give one note. Bold street parking because old Holmesy pulled up to the gate. Two, don't say come hungry. Just say show up. You'll be hungry by the time old ADD gets his meatloaf out of that.
By the way, I've also made meals that are inedible.
Oh my God. So stop saying come hungry. I did like the line with a thirst for silliness. Yeah. Like that,
wait, that is not a fucking there. Thing.
Yeah.
Come you, hungry yeah. with a thirst for silliness.
I think it's a thirst for fun. For fun.
For
Jen
fun.
Wrote it. Jen That's answered fine. In a way that let me know she wrote it.
Yeah. All right, let's get back to money. So I worked with a dude. I worked with a dude who was on a very big sitcom. I'll say it out loud so we know what we're talking about.
Bill Cosby.
It's called The Cosby Show. It's called Full House. Just bleep out the full part.
What if you know Cosby, but you only know him from Cosby, the one that was after the Cosby Show?
There was a, know, there was a previous one?
No, there's one after.
No, I know. I was kidding.
I'll show myself.
I heard he didn't do it. No.
You what? Oh my God.
What's the edgiest, the meanest joke you've laughed at? You couldn't help it. Where you go? What? Like I took Georgia. My daughter and her friends were really fucking woke. And I took them to see Shane Gillis. And they were crying
That's
laughing, but they were like this.
Yeah.
Because he's like, he's not pro-Trump, but he's not anti-Trump at all. And so...
What happened?
And so, no, I had a Trump thing around here, but I guess someone moved it. I was going to show it to
you. A Trump thing?
A Trump bumper sticker. Oh. I always buy Trump stuff.
A Trumper sticker?
Gotta wake up pretty yeah. early in the morning.
So,
there's ethers in here.
So, but they were like laughing at, they didn't want to laugh at Shane, and they didn't want to laugh at Big J,
yeah.
and they laughed at it. Like he has a joke about Demi Lovato and her eating disorder, and they didn't want to laugh, but they were laughing at it, and it's such an impulse where you go, huh, and you go, oh shit.
Yeah, no, that I love edgy comedy. I just
like, what's the one thing you've heard lately that you didn't expect to like, and you went, that was fucking funny.
Well, Bill Burr does my Largo show frequently, and that my wife and I sit in the wings and watch, and it's one of my favorite experiences in the world is to laugh at things you don't agree with, or things that you think are like, you what? Know, they're being mischievous or cheeky or wicked.
Yeah, but
fun.
And Bill's, I mean, look, Bill's Bill's a tough one because he's like probably the best guy doing comedy in the world right now.
Right.
So like, he's a fucking. He's a tough one to go, like, I mean, I when people don't laugh at Bill, I go, there's something actually really wrong with you. Like, right. How can you not like Bill Burr?
It would take effort, I suppose.
It would take effort or trauma.
Interesting.
I mean.
But I'm not even saying I don't like edgy. And I'm not even saying this needs to be everybody's line. I'm saying.
No, it's just for you.
It's never going to be like a good time laugh. I feel so in the minority on something that I feel like 30 yards that way.
No. Like, there's stuff like, I'm trying to think of stuff I don't find funny. Like, I don't, laziness. I don't find funny. Laziness.
Let's talk about people.
Okay, like actual people? So,
let's go.
Let's name some names.
Laziness.
No, like laziness, like I don't find like lazy speech borrowed language.
We're talking about something different. We're talking about technique.
My point. Is like I don't find anyone can say any joke if you're lazy edgy. Edgy. You lose me, but if you're lazy and if a black comic overuses the N word, I start going, you're losing me. You know, or if I see a white guy using fuck all the time,
or if
you know?
A white guy overuses the N word,
well, yeah, that'll lose me.
Like Michael, yeah, that'll lose me too.
Do you think Michael Richards has a comeback in this? Do you think he could come back and do stand up?
Was it Michael Richards ever here as a stand up?
No, he never really was.
To return as a stand up.
He should open for Kanye. Please tell me we're rolling.
What would you, if you were Michael Richards, how would you come out on stage? What would be your first joke?
As Michael Richards?
Yeah.
I would just say, sup.
I would, if I was Michael Richards, I'd go, hey guys, before I start, please no hecklers. Oh my God. Right? That would be a good one.
Oh yeah, thank God your phones are away.
Yeah.
And then he would just start yelling it.
Thank God your phones are away. Everyone's phone's gone, right? Yeah. At top of his
lungs. And
he
just puts on karaoke where he knows it's like a Rick Ross song where he knows it's going to be a lot.
All gold,
and
everything.
And he goes, everybody. Yeah.
Mike, what's he doing now, Michael Richards? So let's get back to talking about money. So how much money do you think Michael Richards has? Because I worked with this guy on a sitcom, and he lived in Santa Monica. He had a beautiful house. And I remember saying, so this is what residuals are like. And he goes, I got to be honest with you, not really.
But Michael Richards is...
I know, right? And I was like, what?
You bought the wrong house.
He goes, no, I thought I had boats and stuff. I thought you got one sitcom, you had boats, you had everything.
It depends on the sitcom.
Yeah.
And it depends, number one, how long it went. And
you were on 8 years?
We were on 6 years.
6 years?
And also with Seinfeld specifically, I believe they each got $200 million when they sold the deal to TBS. So that, you know, because every time it plays, you get money, residual.
Everybody in the cast got $200 million.
And then, but yes. Jerry only got it as an actor. And I think that he still gets residuals for being a producer and a writer in real time. But they all got buyouts, and I think they got a similar deal when they got bought by Hulu, that they're like, and of course you can edit this out and the internet will come for me, and Jonathan Kite, K-I-T-E. And what happened was when they did the Hulu deal, Jerry said, we'll take the same deal that TBS got us, which was $200 million for the cast.
Oh, so you're saying they have at least $400 million.
At least $400 million.
Oh, then Michael Richards doesn't need to come back. We don't. There's no one. No one needs to hear from him again. I guess.
Right. That's a dangerous premise. That the only reason you would want to perform is, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you had $400 million, would you stop?
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
I don't even need to get to $100 million and I'd quit.
What's your number? What's your Breaking Bad number?
Net worth or what am I making a year?
I mean,
what is this, Mad Money?
Yeah.
No, I'm trying to figure out. Like, I tell you what, I wouldn't stop podcasting. But the touring I do right now is very aggressive, and I wouldn't mind. I've often thought it would be cool to take like a legit Ali Wong it and take a fucking year off and relax and live on my time, do my podcast, have fun, do the cooking show, maybe do a movie, but not tour the way I tour right now. Because
why? I asked the same thing to Gabe. I was like, why are you touring so aggressively? It's because you have FOMO. We covered this.
Yeah, hardcore.
Like, you can't accept that Minneapolis, 15,000 people would come and see you. Like, you can't.
Well, I know this. I know that there's a finite time that
make hay
those,
while the sun's out.
Those 15,000
yeah,
would
much
see
hay
me.
Do you need?
That's the question. That's the question. I think there's a finite time where people are interested in seeing you live. I think any comic will tell you that. I think there's a finite time where people go. Yeah, there's a window where people start going. I've seen them a couple times. Who else? What other comics are there? And everyone's got to be comfortable with that. I mean, there are big comics that just their numbers drop off. They do. That's how it works.
Right. You could solve both your problems? Introduce some scarcity, which increases demand, because right now you're flooding the market, and taking a little less time. Meaning, you could do one weekend a month. How many do you do a month now?
Every weekend.
Okay, so don't you see that? Urgency is making you.
I think we have very different business models. You had a lot of success young in your career. So let's say we're both gold panners. You walked up to that first river and you took your first thing and you're like, wait, I don't know if this is gold, but that's gold.
Like you got you were hot the second you came to LA because you had spent so much time working in Chicago and honing your craft that you were hot the second you came to LA, and you've kind of a little bit been a rocket ship your whole career. You were one of the first podcasters, extremely successful podcaster on the biggest network, correct? You've sold shows, you've worked consistently, yeah. And you kind of choose your shots a little bit. Myself, and you can't disagree with this, but I got on Travel Channel. I featured a ton. I did The Road for like $1,200 for 10 years a week.
Right.
I was on Travel Channel. I got fired from Travel Channel. And then at 45, at 45, I got a little success. And so I know very much what that emptiness of this business is.
Yeah.
And
I see what you're saying. It's kind of a privileged position that I would be like, just take it easy.
Ali Wong said that to me one time, and I went with all due respect, you don't know what it's like to be in this business, an older white dude who never really has had any success, and then all of a sudden it shows up. You go, I'm eating all the ice creams out.
You're basically, and I'm not trying to be funny. You're like a person who survived the Great Depression. So you're like, I will never stop. A lot of those people have that work ethic that will never
stop. My grandmother.
But we can agree. I agree with what you're saying. And you can agree that because of your history and that the fear that sort of massaged into you, you might not be making logical decisions. You might be making like a fear-based decision, which I understand.
How about this, though? My grandmother survived the Great Depression. Her decisions weren't logical at the time when it came to food.
Yep.
But it made her comfortable at the end of the day to know she had food frozen, soups frozen in the freezer. So I'm freezing soups in the freezer.
Yeah.
We're never gonna fucking eat them again. I don't have time to eat all the soups. But every time I go to bed at night, I go, God forbid something happens, I got frozen soup.
I hear you.
And I think you were born right after the Great Depression, and you're like, why would we freeze soup? They sell soup down the street. How can he not see they sell soup? And he has more than enough money to buy soup. I still just want to go to bed knowing I got soup in my freezer.
I completely understand.
Yeah.
My therapist used to say something really interesting where he was like, paranoid people are correct. Have you ever heard that?
Yeah. I think that's why anxiety works at times, is I go...
I love that he just lit up. He thinks I'm reinforcing his worldview.
Oh, yeah. Fuck. You're not, are you?
No. You and I could both be worried about aneurysms right now. We could be worried about earthquakes right now. Like, we live in an earthquake state. It could happen at any second. It
happened to me in Alaska the other night. I was like, this is the biggest place for earthquakes, and I'm on the 19th floor. What the fuck am I doing?
Right, sure. So he used to say, and this is my therapist's words, not mine. He would say, like, some people are more comfortable if the can is here and not here. And he goes, like, there's a power in letting it be here because you don't want to be its bitch. That's his words.
This is why I couldn't have married you, because I'm already lost in my conversation. This is why I don't drink and fight with my wife last night, because I get confused and I go, wait, am I good in this conversation or bad? Am I the fucking good guy or the bad guy? This is why you gotta quit. You gotta start drinking again, Pete. This is garlic. I think you're gonna fucking love so much what I eat that you're gonna go, Bert, you were right.
We understand each other. Like, everything I'm saying is trying to get that Bert a little bit closer to a place where you don't feel like Indiana Jones chasing the boulder.
Yeah, but is it,
what? Every single person watching this podcast, if they could wake up tomorrow as you, would sell your four other houses and fucking do the schedule you ever want. This false premise that people are going to burn out on you and hate you.
I think it's generational. Maybe it's generational. Okay, maybe it's generational.
Another one.
Well, no, because like...
Every time we walk down this hallway, you go like, or maybe it's in here.
No, but
why don't you just walk down this very calm, plain hallway?
You're confusing me, Pete. Yeah.
I didn't say happy. I said happier.
I am. I could be happier. I definitely could be happier. Where's the fucking
Bert,
plug?
If I had the reins on your life for 20 minutes, I could make this happier. And no. So could you. It's not like I have some secret formula, but there's a decision. There's a decision-making part of your brain that says, Bert, don't do it. Don't do it. Are you gonna blend that?
Yeah, nice. I'm gonna turn it into garlic mashed potatoes, but with cauliflower because we're vegan.
Well, potatoes are also vegan, but yeah.
Yeah, why didn't I just make mashed potatoes?
This is an episode about substitution.
Oh.
Mm.
non-dairy milk, correct?
That looks like oat.
I think it is.
I can tell by the viscosity.
It's
almond.
Almond?
Why did you that? You haven't chimed in this whole episode. We need more almond. Definitely yeah. Almond.
Oh yeah, here we go, here we go. Oh, this smells so good. Can you smell it? Okay. I think that's good. Do you want to just take a little sniff?
Sniff. Could you stop doing that?
Yeah.
I don't know why that makes it feel wrong.
Yeah, it does.
In a landscape where free and fast shipping is the norm, it can be hard for small e-commerce businesses to compete. Keep yourself competitive with ShipStation. When you use ShipStation, you can lower shipping costs, make returns easy, and keep customers happy. And with all the time you're saving from automating your shipping tasks, you can keep your business growing all year long. We use ShipStation. We've been using ShipStation for a long time, and it's amazing. ShipStation makes it easy to grow your business by handling your orders from every marketplace in one dashboard. ShipStation effortlessly integrates everywhere you sell online, including Amazon, Etsy, eBay, Shopify, and more. Manage every order from one simple dashboard. Automate routine shipping tasks, print shipping labels, easily compare rates and delivery times to optimize every shipment. With enterprise solutions that make warehouse optimization easy, ShipStation scales when you do. With the best discounts in the industry, you'll never worry about overpaying for shipping. Get 84% off USPS and UPS rates. And if that's not enough, use my promo code to try ShipStation free for 2 weeks. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce business with ShipStation, and 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Keep growing your business all year long with ShipStation. And use promo code BURNING today at ShipStation.com to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, and the promo code is BURNING.
I think today there's more funny comics today than there's ever been.
Absolutely. I totally agree. When I got in...
You sounded like Trump when he said it.
Absolutely. Listen.
Is that a Trump?
A lot of great... I love... Excuse me.
That's a great fucking Trump.
Thanks, man.
I'm here to pimp.
I'm here to... Yeah. I'm just here to do Trump eating.
Do you ever, like, look at how many funny comics there are and just go, like... Motherfuck, there weren't that many funny comics when I started. Like when you started in New York, you could probably name the comics that worked.
When Seinfeld started, I love this part of his story. It was like they performed in like old discotheques for no money, like no shit.
Yeah,
for the mob. Like Jay Leno has those mob stories. Yeah.
So you perform in like a dance club on an off night. Now, and this is a Seinfeld quote, he's like, I could be an accountant or I could be a comedian. Like it's a viable career option.
Yeah. That's the truth.
Every space has, it's like a Starbucks now has comedy. Yeah. Like every, you know, there's just like every found space.
Ooh, thanks, Pete.
Sam, you're turning it up.
Oh, I think you're going to fucking be
It smells really
surprised.
Good. Where's that meatloaf?
It's right here, and it's coming out.
I don't want it. I want to make sure we have eyes on the meatloaf. Like they said on the set of Fight Club.
Ooh. Caramelized ketchup. Take a little... I need a little different spatula.
You say ketchup weird.
Do I? I say a lot of things weird.
I'm just appreciating it. Would you say that word?
Ketchup.
Are you saying it more like him so he won't be alone?
Yeah. How do we say it, Bert?
Because that was really compassionate if you were like, I say ketchup.
We say ketchup, Pete. Ketchup. Ketchup.
Ketchup.
Ooh. Yeah.
Like two tomatoes are raisins.
But I say mustard.
Live free or mustard? That's what I've always.
This guy's mustarded, and he's great with it.
Bert looks at me. You look at me.
I'm seeing if you're laughing.
To see. To see.
Gentlemen, are you ready? Are you ready? Because I think your fucking cocks are gonna get blown off right now.
See, wow. I'll go with RoboCop. Yeah.
That was in the email too.
Yeah, it did say, "Come with an attitude."
Silly timing. Your cock to be blown off.
Your cock will be blown off.
Jonathan?
Thank you, sir.
This looks great, Bert.
Oh, you need forks, probably.
Si. Gracias, señor.
Hold on. You don't need a knife, because this is vegan. Right?
Okay, yeah. Sure.
Never you don't need to cut any through anything.
Vegans do not
never
use knives.
Forked
thank you.
My way through a tomato, but yeah.
Here we go.
You think that the whole cuisine is knife-free? The whole cuisine!
The whole cuisine, knife-free.
I'm putting ketchup on it just because I know I like ketchup.
I think you like saying ketchup.
Oh, wow. The kale is really good.
Is the kale good?
I'm going to say I'm glad you stopped with that salt. Like a child at the beach.
Okay. Kale?
Great.
Not bad.
Yeah.
All right.
Better than I thought it was going to be.
The group tasted mashed potatoes.
Oh, I just tried them.
I just drooled. I just drooled. Not my favorite.
Yeah, not my favorite.
No.
It's not bad. There's just something missing.
Like the potato part. And we could have done potatoes.
Were these freeze-dried or how did we...
Very funny burn. I love the burn.
Right to his face.
Something's burning. It's your reputation.
Yeah. It's your skills in the kitchen.
I think salt. I didn't add enough salt to this.
I think
I'm going to osmose some of the salt from the kale.
Hey, Bert.
La piece de resistance.
Wait. Let's do it together.
Oh, okay. I had a half mine.
Let's do it together.
Just spit it in.
Will you fucking listen to me? We're doing it together.
Sorry. Ready?
Wait.
Oh, shit.
Goddamn animals.
I had another meatloaf.
Okay, go.
No. I haven't even poured. Okay, ready. Okay, look at my huge bite. That's trust.
Good crust. It has a texture of undercooked meatloaf.
Wow.
Like the kind of meatloaf that would make you sick.
You are very funny.
Gross.
Now, having tasted this, I know how I could have doctored it up.
Yeah, I think it's good.
Although I don't eat a lot of vegan food.
Say it again.
On a scale of vegan, how's this?
This is good. I think it's good. I like that you can taste the ingredients. Like, you can tell what it's made out of. Like, it's not, like, trying to be something else.
Yeah.
Like, it tastes like the chickpeas and all that.
I can taste the chickpeas. Yeah. I would have used more onion, more garlic.
Also, some Impossible or Beyond Meat would have taken us right to Dick City. Where all the dicks are jizzing.
Just blown off. Yeah.
Impossible meat, but Impossible meat's kind of cheap, though.
It is a cheap. That's why I respect that you didn't do it.
Yeah. It's vegan, and this is healthy as fucking shit. This is, like, healthier. Right now, in my day, all I've had...
Right now.
All I've had is coffee, chickpeas,
and three quarters of a bottle of
kale. And that was last night. I didn't even get to drink a glass of wine. Kale, chickpeas, cauliflower, and ketchup.
Yep.
I can live like this.
Okay.
I can do this.
You don't seem like the kind of person who would impulsively make a decision like that and not stick to it. But yeah. Here we are on an airplane eating butter noodles going like, I'm vegan.
I made
2F just went vegan. Eating butter noodles.
I'm the most impulsive person in the fucking world.
No, I know.
I'm defined by my impulse.
It's fun.
It's the best.
I know.
What's the most impulsive thing you can do when you're vegan and you don't drink? Just jerk off, I guess, right? Just out of nowhere, you're like, oh, fuck it. I need
Which
something.
Which isn't technically vegan. I had a tweet.
You can't get a donut.
You can get a donut.
Donuts are vegan.
Donut, you have to get a vegan donut.
Okay, so it's not impulsive. You got to be like, remember, I'm a fucking donut.
Like J.J. Abrams, bad robot, I'm bad vegan. I'll cheat all the time.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
We should have made fucking steaks then.
Nah, I won't cheat like that.
Well, like, what will you cheat on? Like, you'll have like pizza?
I'll cheat pizza. Weird Al, vegan except he eats pizza. So if you only eat pizza, you're called a weird alien.
Right, Weird Al only eats pizza?
He's vegan, but he'll cheat for pizza. Because of the psychological tie to it.
Peter? There was Pete, they said.
Pete.
Who's the Rolling Stone guitarist?
I don't think it's
Ronnie Wood.
No, he's not. No, he's the drummer. Keith Richards had a great fucking quote. Is you wanted your rock stars to be rock stars? Well, I gave you what you asked for. And it was like, fuck yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, you did. When you want your movie stars to be movie stars, like the old school, Jack Nicholson, front row at the Lakers game, doing blow, fucking big Hollywood, sunglasses on, ha, ha, ha. That's what you want. You want them to be what you want them to be. I would argue the same thing with you. I want you to be what you're going to be because you've never been disingenuous to who you are. You've always been.
Well, that's why I want that, for all the back and forth we've talked about lifestyle, I love that if everyone was like me, that's hell. You know what I mean? I know. I like, I'm a spiritual person, but I'm like, I don't want Bill Maher to wake up one day and be like, no rule, I do like Jesus. Like, that would bum me out. I like diversity because it's all of these interactions that make life life. You have golden teeth.
Yeah, my back.
Is that new?
I've always had them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I have bad teeth from like old school when they didn't have white teeth to put in your mouth.
I thought it was a choice because it looks awesome.
It does look like a choice.
It looks awesome.
Yeah, but they're so far in the back.
No, but you're always.
But you
going.
Do. Yeah, but you're laughing. Yeah,
to you're laugh. Laughing.
Yeah.
They used to edit them out in Travel Channel, not in like pit posters and
so
stuff.
So you and Travel Channel like, didn't get each other.
Yeah.
That's that. I'm going to go out on a limb. And
they
say
didn't.
That.
We did not. They didn't get me.
Because I would watch Bert Kreischer. I remember you did my podcast. I think right when it ended, or it was still happening, or something.
I did. We did a podcast together right when it ended.
Yeah.
We did a mutual podcast. We did it at my house, but we released it on both ours.
Mutual masturbation.
Yeah. Because I'm much better at being interviewed, and you're a better listener. And so I started interviewing you, and then very quickly you started interviewing me.
Oh, yeah.
And I started answering
the
questions.
We released them.
And we co-released them. You go, I feel like you just did my podcast. And I went, really? I thought I did really good. And you're like, no, you did. You did great. But I don't know that your listeners want to hear me listen to you. So
this is my podcast, by the way.
Hilarious.
Yeah,
it's called Three Wise Men. Thanks for being here with us.
Everybody can, this is a pod swap. Everyone in the room.
Pod swap.
You can release this in your feed.
Sweet, do you celebrate Christmas?
I celebrate it all.
Oh, all of it?
Oh, really? Ramadan?
Yeah.
You hitting up Ramadan?
Yeah, I fast.
You shouldn't eat that.
No. Oh, that's right, today's Ramadan.
Is today Ramadan?
No.
Oh. I don't know.
I'm like, what?
Since Jewish Day of Atonement.
Yeah, Hanukkah.
Oh, that's right.
Today, yeah.
Today's first day of Hanukkah.
Yes, it is.
Is it?
What was the joke I just read?
Is it?
What was the joke I just read from Ariel? I know her. She's a New York comic. Was, hey, Christians, quit asking us when Hanukkah starts. We don't know either.
Very good.
Good joke.
Nobody knows. I'll check. It's 2 weeks after Kiev, I believe. I like this.
I was just going to say the dumbest
thing. Live
in the
moment.
I'll tell you what I was going to say. Have you thought about doing your Ukrainian character to get for the Russia war at all?
So
that is, I can't believe you're just like, great question.
Yeah. So like, thank you. Give us a minute. And I prepared a speech.
Wow.
You know what's funny is, funny is not the right word, but people had reached out to me on social to be like, are you going to comment on the war? And the thing is, like, I played a character. It's like Bronson Pinchot on Perfect Strangers played Balki Bartokomus. If suddenly Meepos went to war, I don't know if that guy needs to be the mouthpiece of Hollywood for that. And so,
Coulson Larry.
Yes, Coulson Larry. I agree with Putin. Wait, what? Well, or Putin shit his pants.
Yeah, Putin shit his pants.
Well, there was a rumor that he fell down and shit his pants. But there was no footage of it. There was just, I believe, and I'm going to get lit up for this, but that somebody, they released a press statement or something that said that he fell down. He didn't fall down and shit his pants. And someone's like, well, there's no video. Like, that's like saying, like, guys, you know I've never molested children. You're like, you know we weren't talking about that. It's a weird, weird side. Yeah. Yeah.
That's a good press release. Just so you know, I did not shit my pants the other day in my bed.
So anyway, welcome back to Something's Burning.
Yeah. Guys, I do not eat my toenails. What the fuck?
Yes. But people falling is funny as fuck.
There was a day I walked in and Isla was crying laughing and I said, what? And she goes, you can just type anything in YouTube and it comes up. And I was like, huh? And she goes, look. And it just said, fat people falling. And it was, if you Google it, it is the funniest.
Oh, no.
There's a fat kid falling off a jungle gym losing his sweatpants that I reference. It is the fucking funniest.
Gravity is a sponsor of this podcast.
Yeah, Gravity. And use my promo code FALL to get 10% off your next fall.
That's a fall sale.
How do we end this, Pete? You're good at this.
My daughter lives, by the way, off of that. She lives in a world where we're driving her to school and she goes, play a song. What song? And she's like, Alarm Clock Rainbow. And we're like, sweetheart, that's not how it works. People have to... And then she's Alarm Clock Rainbow. It'll put on the Spotify, go, play Alarm Clock Rainbow. There's a song called... Like, there's a song for everything.
Oh, there's...
That's what I'm saying. Like, you're saying anything on YouTube, but literally there are songs... She was like, play the Narwhal song. I was like, I don't think there's a narwhal song.
Narwhals are real.
There's a narwhal.
Narwhals are real.
Okay.
Am I being right on this? Narwhals are real.
There's narwhals are real?
What the fucking thing? That's a real fucking thing.
It's a tusk.
It's a tusk. It's a unicorn in a whale's body. It is a
real
thing.
I thought it was the most
thing.
Magical, mythical.
It's fucking real. You can go see one in the wild.
Whoa.
That blows my fucking mind.
That's how you end.
That's how you fucking
and
end.
And that's what was in the meatloaf. This is something's burning.
Narwhals are burning.
We can belly touch again. That's a close.
You guys want to close? Come on in.
This is how we close.
Three-way belly touch.
Okay. That's something you type into YouTube and it exists.
Three-way belly touch.
Three not fit men.
We're going to get them like, whoa, someone does abs.
What is that okay?
Wait,
I wanted
to say. You're fucking.
Yeah, here. Oh, sorry. I thought you were asking about something else.
You know what? I don't think you're invited to.
Okay, I think so. I'm going to have to do the. Oh, that just looks like a hernia now.
It is.
That's ET.
I just took off my girdle.
Here, come on in. Hey, guys.
Thanks for burning.
Thanks for watching this episode of Something's Burning.
One of you is moist. I'm not going to say who.
It's me.
It's you.
It's now all of us.
This episode was brought to you by The Machine.